Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. A pleasure to be with Masanori Murakami. Nice to see you at the ballpark, as always. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. You're such an icon of baseball, Giants baseball, and international baseball. Tell me about the call-up story, when you got called up to the Giants and you came to Shea Stadium.
End of the August, you know, minor league owners came to the Giants, called up me. Then I went to the Fresno, San Francisco, to New York, and hotel, very tough. Yes, because I don't speak not so much the English.
So you came up alone, no escort, but you got
nobody there. Nobody there, you know, San Francisco airport, maybe somebody there, you know, Giants staff. Kennedy airport, no, not there. Then I go in the hotel, check in, but man said, not your name. Then, wow.
What about Juan Marichal? You got to have dinner with Juan Marichal.
Oh, yes. Nighttime, I went to hotel's restaurant, then go in, then somebody called to me. Hey, are you a Japanese pitcher? Yes. Oh, you come over here, sit down over here. Juan Marichal and Jose Pagan, shortstop, yes.
Jose Pagan, an excellent shortstop for the Giants, of course, the Hall of Famer, Juan Marichal. But you got to meet Roberto Clemente.
Yes.
And how did you get to meet Roberto Clemente?
Clemente, I met summertime. We went to the Pittsburgh. Then after the practice, that time very hot. Then I take off the shirts, then towels on shoulder, then go like this, you know. Then somebody come to, hey, Mashi, he called to me. You know me? I don't know. My name is Roberto Clemente. He said, oh yeah? Nice to meet you. Then he said, hey, how about me and Willie Mays? Which is better? He asked me. Then I said, Willie Mays is better. He get mad. What? What you say? Yeah.
All right. Masanori Murakami with us. Very good. Willie Mays, you and Willie became friends, and you got a very special gift from Willie.
Yes, I went to 65, maybe a day off. That time he called to the players and the players' family, maybe 15, 20 people to his house. Then I eat in. Then Willie called to me. Hey, Mashi, come on. Then go upstairs, then his bedroom. What you thinking, Willie? Then he opened his box, you know. I give to you. Then give to me this button.
Ah, beautiful.
Willie gave to me.
Showing the cufflinks that Willie Mays gave. Beautiful. You have them all these years. Very nice. Masanori, coming to the United States must have been a tough decision to come here from your team in Japan. How did you come here? What was the decision like? Was it a tough decision to come here to the United States?
August. We finished the baseball season, you know, high school season finish. I go back to the home, west side of Tokyo, about 1 hour. And that time, Nankai Hawks manager, Tsuruoka, came to my home. Then he asked me, hey, Mashi, you signed a contract with Nankai Hawks. But I said, no, I go to the college. I not play in the professional. Okay. Then, oh, it's bad. Then before leave, he said, he signed a contract, sent to United States, then studying baseball. United States? Unbelievable. Then 1962, every Friday night, watching the Rohaido movie, you know,
right.
Enjoy. Then sometimes go to movie, then Hollywood star. I know a couple, you know, a good star. Then he said, sent to the United States. Oh, yeah. Then I changed mind. Okay, I signed the contract. Yeah.
So you were a big star here, but then you went back to Japan. Do you regret going back to Japan?
Japan's manager, he said, I must come back to Japan. I said, okay, because he gave to me the chance over here. Then he promised me. I know signed the contract. Contract never sent to the United States. He sent to me the promise. Then he went back to the Japan. Then I promised to, you know, manager. But I'm very, very, I wanted to come over here.
You got a hit against Sandy Koufax.
Yes, Candlestick Park. And only maybe one time at bat the Koufax. Then the first pitch is the first ball. I swing the hard, but maybe this much miss. Never can hit because that year he's 382 struck out. You know, he make the new record. And good season. Then next pitch, I change mine. Then he throw the first ball and bunt to the third base. Then I go running fast and safe. I think every you know players never hit 100 average. Only me, maybe.
Very good. Herman Franks, did you tell him to take a hike?
Oh, yes. Before the, you know, go to the mound, Jack Hayes told me that if you go, say, you know, blah, 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 okay. Then I went to the mound. Herman Franks came to with Tom Hara. Then passed the line. Then I said, I'm going to take a hike. He said, what? What? He talked to Tom Hara, something. Then go back to the bench. I don't know. Then we win the you know game. I think you know, Herman is very happy that night. They made some people come to the talk to something. Then he's very happy. When I got the mound, Mashi said, Herman take a hike, that kind. Then the next day, the newspaper. Yeah.
Well, pleasure having you on the show. You're a very special man in baseball, and I'm glad to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
More from KNBR 680, the sports leader.